You're gonna have to lean in more, way more. Actually, I mean, try and, rather than just like leading into like you would to test if a mic was working. Actually, find a place where you're sitting where you're comfortable, so that you're actually in front of the mic.
Hello.
Is it me or do my arms look really long on that?
Your arms actually are really long. Yeah. That's why you've been such a good barman for so long.
do you want that glass over there?
No, Tom, just that one. Are you sure?
Just Tim Burton arms.
Ricci. Wait. Mr. Tickle.
They call you Christina Ricci.
That's a problem with Christina Ricci. She's got long arms.
she's a good boxer, though.
That's why she's not been casting much.
Good boxer, though.
She's a terrible boxer. They haven't got any strength in them.
She's got the reach.
She's got a reach, yeah.
But the other boxer just can't get near her.
She'll
wrap her elbow around your knees so that you see you fall over on the way.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Good lord. Right, lads.
It's like trying to assault Mr. Tickle. You wouldn't get anywhere near him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like halfway on the way to his house and then suddenly, whoop!
He'd know he was coming for you.
Yeah,
you were coming for him.
Because he's got... What people don't know about Mr. Tickle is that he's got lay arms. Like, he's got sort of a perimeter around his house made of his arm.
So, like a sort of... Like a trap.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a tripwire.
Yeah.
That you trip over. As soon as you cross the perimeter, he knows you're there.
Jesus. He knows you're there, but you don't know he knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Absolutely terrifying.
Trying to burgle Mr. Tickle's house.
That's a great heist film.
Fucking...
Hashtag box it.
The hunter has become the hunted.
What was in the story, in the book, Mr.
I would say it's called Tickled, but that's already a film about tickle fetish.
I really want to watch
it's
it.
It's so
online
good.
Yet?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Guess who's got Amazon Prime that I know?
Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah,
so. Yes, it is.
Right.
My mum bought that laptop, but in blue.
Oh, yeah, there was a deal on like a few years ago. It might still be on.
She bought it.
Sale must end someday of 2019.
Well, she bought it last week, so probably...
Sunday of 2019. There's only one.
It's really nice, though.
There will only be one Sunday in 2019. You heard it here first, guys. Doomsday predictions. The moment the HP laptop sale at Currys goes off, that's when we know the end times.
Is that
about
how most sofa companies get away with it?
Yeah.
The sale must end someday. We didn't say which Sunday.
Yeah. There's a constant sale on at DFS.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever not seen a sale on at DFS.
I mean, I don't go to DFS very often.
Yeah.
There might be like one day a month or one day a season where it's not on sale. But
you're fucked if you go that day. If that's the day your sofa breaks and it's out of warranty.
And you're like, nah, I need one today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hosting a party for the Queen. And I need a sofa.
She loves sofas.
She just fucking loves sofas. It's, yeah.
She turns up to a house without a sofa. You are put to death.
To the Tower of London. For having no sofa for me to sit on.
I mean, people are like, you know, Jerry Paxton was like, Your Majesty, this line of... egregious and aggressive, punitive lawmaking is usually not reserved for Parliament rather than, you know, a royal decree. I mean, this is the only time you've ever done it. How's this working out for you so far? And she says, so far, so good.
Again, another joke that I think deserved
it
more.
It was good, it was good.
It deserved more, but I'm just not in the mood for that shit.
I would like to put out that I met Jeremy Paxman this Fringe. He came to see two of my shows.
That's exactly Tom the place there. I was going to go with that. It's like, speaking of Jeremy Paxman, I went to the Fringe this week.
How did you enjoy it? Did you have a good time?
I had a great, great old time.
You best friends with Erin McGathy yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I met her.
Yeah?
Didn't meet her.
I didn't even see her this year.
The show had gone by the time I went up there.
I didn't even see her this year. I didn't even watch her in the street. I was very upset about it. Normally I at least see her walking past me.
Who did... Because I saw Richard Herring.
Yeah, we saw Richard Herring. That was exciting.
With you. I walked past him because I saw him at the Amy Schumer concert that I went to last year, and I was wearing the top from that show as I walked past, so I was just sort of stretching it out.
Look Richard, a comedy show
that we were both at. Here is a conversation
starter.
I bet
you don't go to many of those.
This is one I saw you at.
Saw you at
Richard
it,
Herring.
I
did see him looking me up and down.
Yeah,
because
checking
I had
you
that
out.
Shirt on. Yeah,
why don't you try that Richard Herring, mate?
Yeah,
I think he's eyeing you up.
Maybe
like a piece of cake.
Richard Herring, if you're listening,
just beware.
If he ever
invites you to his house and asks you to dance in front of a high backed armchair, just watch out. Apparently that's his thing.
Who?
Richard Herring.
I would if you want me to.
It's a reference to it.
Oh, right. I was just about to say, like, that seems like a really weird thing if you're just making that up.
It was from way back. In one of his podcasts, he said, like, he'd heard a rumour about himself. That he'd invited a girl back to his house and that he'd had the girl dance in front of him while he masturbated in a high back dance.
Wow, that's specific. Yeah. That is really good.
I love rooms that level of specificity. That's very exciting.
I love how there could be a fetish site for that.
There is. It's called Dirty Brick Com Confessions.
Not Dirty Brick Com Confessions. No, just the wanking off to dancing.
Specifically in a high back...
Not a low back armchair. No.
That's for... Boys.
Chavs.
High back ones are for men.
Who else did I see? Jeremy Paxman saw twice.
Yeah, that's exciting.
He was stalking
me. He's very tall.
He's massive.
He's huge, isn't he?
Yeah, when he stood up, it was either he was stood up on a raised platform when he was talking to Tom Scullin, or he's just huge.
Elfin figure Jeremy Paxman.
Oh my god, if Jeremy Paxman I'd cast as like an elf king.
Yeah.
So I saw Mackenzie Crook.
Did you see Mackenzie Crook?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you sure
very
you didn't
dark.
Just see someone stealing?
This guy.
Scottish bloke stealing.
This guy.
You're full of them today, Matt.
I'm full of it.
You're cracking out the jokes left, right, and centre.
I'm like a...
And it's a shame because the audience is so unwilling to respond.
I've got a non-participatory audience today.
It's a one-man show for people that don't care.
They're mainly here for a dry place to drink, I think, in this particular comedy club.
I didn't even realise this was a comedy club.
Yeah, no, I've been selling tickets all week.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen
to
you.
My room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom's room. It's the new hip place in comedy. Sheffield comedy scene.
All the best
Tom's
acts.
Room.
Yep.
Me.
Matt Turner up on stage.
All the best acts.
All the best acts. Matt.
Yep.
Jennifer Garner.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Hey.
We got it in tiny words.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Not teeny tiny.
Tiny words. Yeah. Jennifer Garner's in lights, not
it's,
that one.
And then,
really.
And then
scrawled.
Not that just under the loop of the R. On the last R.
Scrawled in chalk. Illegible chalk.
Black chalk.
against charcoal.
Yeah, it's in charcoal behind neon lights.
Yeah, and no one else.
Yeah.
Who else? Mackenzie Crook. So
that's exciting.
Just it was dark, so it might not have been him. But I did sort of look.
Just
him
a man with very sunken eyes.
Yeah, it did look. It might have just been.
A tall, pointy man.
No, he's quite small.
Is he small?
Yeah.
My head is very tall.
Might not have been Mackenzie Crook.
I saw Stephen Merchant up there once.
Yeah?
Mm. He's Artemis.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
You're just loping along, you know? Like, there's in Edinburgh, there's like a high town, low town sort of divide.
You just saw him duck under one of the bridges.
No, it was like, he had spotted someone he knew.
Mm.
And he was just he was on the other side of the bridge.
Hello.
He was standing in the Lowtown area, but he had his arms up like he was standing leaning against a fence on the other side of the bridge, like he was off the bridge. And he was just leaning on the bridge, saying, "All right, how's it going? All right."
You're just walking. Yeah, I just love the image of you walking along the bridge, and then this kind of Attack on Titan giant head going by.
But no, he was like walking down between the high town and low town, and so it was a really like deserted street because it's one of the back ones that you've got to kind of go down into a back alley. And I was just like, I mean. I would be intimidated by your height if I didn't know you were Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we have all heard him say, "This is the part where I kill you." If you've played Portal 2.
That's another thing I found. Well, you were there for a month, weren't you, Jenny?
Yes.
So, yeah, just going on my experience. I've been there before. I've hardly ever been to the Old Town. That's the problem.
Mm.
The Old Town, navigating round the Old Town is like trying to navigate in space.
Old Town is best town, though.
It is great. Yeah. It looks fantastic.
Also a bit of Dark Souls in there.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I was thinking, I was just like, when I was playing Bloodborne, like old Yharnam and stuff like that, I was like, there are no cities like this.
Then you went to Old Town.
No cities overlap and are just ridiculously mapped out. And then I walked around and I was like, oh no, wait, yeah, no, there are shortcuts if you
literally
hit a ladder and climb out. Yeah. It's a strange place. I was like looking on Google Maps, like trying to find, I think it was the first day I got there, I was sort of walking around trying to find like the locations and stuff. Sheffield Review had already gone, so I couldn't go see them. So I walked to the other side of town, you said Gutter Balloon, which I'd never been to before. And I turned down the wrong street and ended up just in a valley.
That's the thing. You can look at Google Maps.
Yeah.
And it will take
you. It's in two dimensions.
Yeah. If you go on the main roads it sends you, you can end up with a half an hour, 45 minute jaunt just to get down.
Yeah.
Just to go down a bit. But then if you just take a right and then a left and go down between two pubs, then you're like, and there are a lot of. It's really weird in Edinburgh how there are two pubs that are just next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, next door. You take a right, then a left off the main road, and then you just go down this cobbled, like, side alley, and you're like, oh, I got hit in two minutes.
Yeah. It's mad, Edinburgh.
Right.
Like I said, it's trying to navigate on space with a 2D map.
Yeah.
Because, like, you think it's all in blocks when some of those are actually just bridges that are, like, like... 20 metres above you. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's good.
It's great. It's the best way to just like accidentally turn into the wrong venue and then just find a comedian that you didn't know existed but is amazing.
Yeah.
Or terrible, which is actually equally as fun because it makes all the rest of the comedy you see that they better.
That was going to go into my next thing. Jenny, what shows were you teching for?
So I was teching four and now for something completely improvised.
Hmm.
Four A's. I finally know how many A's it is. I'm taking my fifth year teching them. I did not know how many A's it was until this year. And I was okay, right now I know.
Four A's?
It's four A's. Like, and now.
Oh, right. Mm. I was like, and now. No? Like, none of those begin with A's, apart from one.
No, I spell it now. It's nice. So that was a improvised sort of adventure thing. You came and saw it. They have got podcasts as well.
Did I? Oh, Racing Minds. Yeah,
Racing Minds is like the sort of the company like overarching name for it. But that's what their name is like technically of the show. Okay.
Because they did, I don't know, did they do Wireless anymore?
They haven't done it. They do it in Australia. And they've been putting episodes out of the Wireless podcast, which you should all listen to because it's very fun.
Yeah, I mean, why haven't you been plugging that every other time you've been on the podcast?
Well, because I have technically never been involved in that one.
Yeah, but like, it's...
And they don't pay me for that.
To plug. Fair enough.
I mean, to be fair, it is very good. Also, okay. they didn't put any out for like a year and a bit, and now they've started a bit again. Yeah. It's very sporadic, but it's very good.
And now for something completely wireless is the name of that.
It's called The Wireless Podcast.
The podcast is called The Wireless Podcast, but the show they did in Edinburgh for a few years running was And Now for Something Completely Wireless. Mm-hmm. But the troupe is called Racing Minds.
They're very good. Yeah. So I was doing those guys. Oxford Imps.
Oxford Imps,
improv group.
They're really good.
Good team.
Very funny. Met a few of them.
Yes, yeah, came from flat.
I met a few of everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of them around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. So I was doing them and Improvised Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Or some combination of those words. Adventures of the Improvised Sherlock Holmes.
I think it's just at Improv Sherlock.
It's at Improv Sherlock on Twitter, lads, if you want to look it up. They're lovely. Jerry Paxton came to see that one and Racing Minds. That was exciting.
Same day.
Yeah. And then I did Tom Skelton's solo show, Blind Man's Bluff, which was very good. Had a little vocal cameo in it.
I got a funny joke. I got a funny joke in the recording.
Funny joke, Tom.
It was like every time I describe it, it gets no laughs.
It's because the context is the funny part.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you what it is because it's not funny.
Yeah,
it's not funny
it.
Like when I just explain it.
Yeah,
to everyone.
It's very good though. There was.
Are there any more shows of that elsewhere, or is that finished?
We're looking at doing like a little sort of wander about with it potentially. Doing a little sort of mini tour of it. So I will be back on if that's happening. I'm plugging that like fuck. But that's sort of, we don't really know yet. But that'd be exciting. That'd be in October potentially, which would be nice.
Did Jeremy Paxman see that one as well?
He didn't come and see that one. No.
Fuck.
No.
What a shit.
Bastard.
He would have laughed at my daredevil joke.
He would have bloody loved it, mate. Although I had one guy, so the poster is, so the show is about Tom discovering that he is... Tom Skelton, not Tom McGrath. Finding out he has a hereditary condition, which means he loses all of his sight, pretty much. He has like 5% peripheral vision, and that's like all he has. So it's basically about him like finding out about that and kind of coming to terms with it. And the poster is him like with a blindfold on, kind of lifting it up. And one guy, like his friend's dad that came to see it, was like, oh, I love the daredevil theme. I thought it was really subtle but really nice. And Tom was like, fucking what? And apparently that's like a poster for one of the Daredevil seasons, is him kind of lifting up the thing in the same way that Tom is on his poster.
And then
Tom's line references Daredevil in it. And he was like, oh, I love it. He just very subtly mentioned it. And Tom was just like, I had no fucking idea. I just said, yeah, and nodded like it doesn't be really clever. So thanks for that, Tom. Much appreciated.
What else?
Oh, I was also doing a Shitface Showtime, Wizard of Oz, which was...
Excuse me, you can't swear
good.
On this podcast.
It's a weird rule.
Thing? Is that we just started this?
Yeah, well, loads of children listen to this.
Oh, do they?
Do they?
Yeah. Babies.
Right, I know.
It's played at every nursery in the land.
They actually have this piped into the incubators in the premature children's ward.
Oh, God.
Just the premature one, nothing else.
Yeah, no, because that's the sort of level we're pitching these jokes on.
Gives them the boost they really need.
If you were born at the right time, you're too mature for it.
Although, to be fair, right, I feel like it would give them a sort of, like, I better fucking hurry up and get and like grow so I can stop listening to this shit. Like that's
I'm gonna get out of here.
Motivation.
It's like a mini Rocky montage of them just doing push-ups in the incubator.
They're like the penguins from Madagascar.
Yeah. Genuinely excellent film. not Madagascar. Penguins of Madagascar is a great film.
No, it isn't.
Why, thank you.
It's a great film.
I haven't seen Madagascar. I've seen Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins of Madagascar. Great film. Why, thank you.
That's quite all right. Another classic Tom McGrath piece of work there.
Yeah.
Tom McGrath is a piece of work.
Would you say that your experience with the Madagascar franchise influenced your work on Boss Baby? Or?
I don't know. I don't know where these ideas come from, really.
Where do you get all your crazy ideas from?
Well, I get them from the Life's a Pitch podcast.
Oh,
like all other Hollywood producers, I steal willy-nilly.
Do you want to go through some questions?
Yes.
Oh, no, we've got questions.
I will plug Dave, #, literally the best magician. As well, because I went to see that at Edinburgh. And that
He's called Dave, #, literally the best magician.
Yeah, that was his show. That was the name of his show. Yeah, he was amazing.
Mm.
Really good. And he also comes into the pub.
Does he have a does he have a show outside of Edinburgh, is it?
I don't know. But he's around Sheffield.
Twitter times you can
find him in the pub, come say hi.
If you're going to plug him.
I know, yeah. I was like, Dave, if you just look up Dave, literally the best magician.
Yeah. If you just go on on Twitter and search # literally the best magician, it probably works.
If you take Dave, literally the best magician, into Google, I'm sure that's the first hit. Mm-hmm. Do it.
There you go then.
Yeah. He's a good lad. Very, very funny. I also saw, it was my last show of The Fringe was the worst one I went to see. I went to see Oxford Imps twice.
Yeah.
Sherlock twice.
Yeah.
Dave and Racing Miles. I also went to see this, I can't remember what it was called, but it was sort of dragged in. It was sort of like, do you want to come see the show? Okay, it was. I think the venue let it down a bit, but like there was some really funny people in the panel that was it was like an improv science panel. Some really like
interesting.
There was this one girl who I couldn't stop laughing. She was amazing. The rest of the panel though really let it down.
She was sat next to you with a tank of nitrous oxide. So.
Where was it at?
No idea. It was in this proper dark room that I think had been
called the theatre.
It was in this really dark room. There was like an improvised Macbeth show going on next door.
That's hilarious.
All we kept hearing was screaming from the next not like acting screaming. If you know what I mean.
What was the venue like? I'm trying to narrow it down. Were there lights at the front? And then there was a raised part near the front of the room.
I think it was
and
made...
And then lots of seats?
No. It looked like a storage room that had been converted into...
That is the Fringe.
Was there a door at the back of the room?
We had to go through that door.
Okay.
To get in. The thing is, I know the barn. I've remembered the barn now. I just don't want to call them out. But
say it and bleep it out later.
I can do that. Yeah, because I'm editing this week. It was.
Oh mate, right? They can fuck the fuck off. So I teched a show in barn. I'm gonna say it again because fuck them. I teched a show for them, must have been about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a really good sketch show called In Cahoots. I don't know if they're doing stuff much now, but they're really great. They've got stuff on like Channel 4 and like BBC shit. They're
was
great.
Was it based on the ancient sort of South American tribe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
In Cahoots. Hilarious Mesoamerica.
Right, so that year...
That would be a great show. Hilarious japes from Mesoamerican culture.
So every single day, Dougie would ask me, how are the Peruvian owls doing?
Oh, shit. See, I was nearly there.
What's a Mayan's favourite yeah song? Heads will roll...
If it was historically accurate, it'd be good. Yeah.
I'm going on the Mel Gibson film Apocalypse over here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, right. I watched the History Buffs episode of that film. It is not accurate.
No. Mel Gibson being culturally inaccurate. What a surprise.
Weird.
Oh. Yeah. So back to my rant about this piece of shit venue.
Yeah.
So I... they
What?
The so they're at the Free Fringe.
Sweet. Bleep it out again.
So it's at the Free Fringe. It's normally like that's good. I think the Free Fringe is an excellent, excellent thing. It allows people to bring up shows they wouldn't be able to otherwise. It's, it stops like... the whole Fringe being run by like specific corporations. It's a great, great thing. This one venue, however, so the it is literally a storage container is brought into the thing. It's like literally it's like there's two either side of this room upstairs, above a bar in which the floor is covered entirely in sand. Yeah. So maybe you walk in, you get sand in your shoes.
Yeah.
Fuck that for a start, right? So
yeah, I did notice that. Like,
did notice I had sand in my shoes afterwards.
That was a strange. Yeah.
So the tech that I had for this show was I had a tiny little a cable to plug my laptop into. Not even a mixing desk. Just a cable that went straight into the speakers, pretty much, which didn't always work. I had to bring in my own. And like meet other acts that were in that venue to club together to get something. For my lighting control, I had a plug that I could unplug to do a blackout and then plug back in, turn it back on.
Classic venue,
right? So I was like
one of the greats.
And then like one day like nothing was working. So I went downstairs to this sand filled. Like pit of hell, and was just like it was just all full of like women.
I love how you described this bar.
Like it was a beach. It's Edinburgh. It's raining. Stop it.
We've not named this bar, although anyone in Edinburgh
who's ever walked out of a bar with sand in their shoes knows where it is.
There is now another bar in Edinburgh that has sand in it. So
it's the one next door when everyone leaves that one and brings in.
It's one of two bars.
There are probably more as well. I hate it.
If you've recently made a bar with sand in it, it's not you.
It's the other one.
It's the one you copied.
It's bar.
Because so, why?
Every single Free Fringe venue is meant to have one. Like sort of tech representative that you call to be like, I've got a problem, come and fix it.
Sand-filled room.
I never spoke to them. I sent them emails. I called them, nothing. No, yeah. They didn't exist. I think they were a lie. I think they made up a person. And we're just like, that'll do. So I just had to literally go and buy cables to make it work. And then just keep them. So now I have more cables, which is quite nice.
You can take...
But I'm never doing a show there again.
I mean, you can take my mixer next year.
It was a terrible, terrible venue.
It's really shit.
Well, we could hear the thing going on next door.
It's just noise bleed all the way.
It did take away from the show we watched.
Give me a noise bleed.
And it was funny, but there were some bits of it that let it down. I think the fact that only two people up there actually had funny things to say bad.
But that's the thing, right, is that's sort of what the Fringe is often used for, especially by improv groups, is it's basically like a cutting ground. Like, if you're doing a show every single day for a month, you're going to be in your shit. You fucking do that month, and then by the end of that month, you're good.
Yeah.
You think
or
sometimes not.
Your group has gone, they have not got enough potential, and next year we probably won't bring them along.
I mean, to be fair, I wish sometimes people still come back and you're like, oh, go away.
Yeah. Some people are tenacious.
Yeah. You got to be.
Yeah,
I think we've been described
as tenacious. I think
really,
yeah.
By whom?
I don't know. I think it might be an iTunes review.
Tenacious,
as in we're on twice a week.
We have
some of it might be funny.
We have definitely made a podcast for 2.5 years.